push him in, push him in, push him in. These niggas is frail. I pray to a scale. It never fails. Push him in, push him in, push him in. I got the woo. I got the yeah. I got what you need.
What's going on? This is Ange Code Season 2, Episode 1. I am so happy to be back. I am here with two very special guests, one of my best friends, Chris Suleiman. What's good? And I am here with Francis. What's going on?
Yo, that chicken tasty, bro.
Pause.
You get that from, bro.
We just got some chicken from the Spanish spot down the block.
What's up? Sick knife in the building, bro.
Make sure you follow them on social media. Chris is Uptown Q, right?
Yeah, Rude to the Brass.
Okay, all right, okay. And Francis, tell him your Twitter handle.
SicknarF_soul. SicNarF _soul.
It's lit, it's lit. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's AngeCode_ on both. AngeCode_. Make sure you follow me. If you want to talk about anything that I spoke about on the podcast, you can at me. If you want to message me, you got any ideas, any feedback, you can also message me. I would love it. Right now, we're going to get started. I am so happy to have Francis in the building. Francis, a.k.a. Sick Narf, tell us what you do. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a jack of all trades, okay, as you may say. I'm a rapper. I'm a poet. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a artist. I paint. I'm a tattoo artist.
Yeah, talk your shit.
I dance.
Yeah, talk your shit.
I mean, what the fuck? Yo, I'm a carpenter.
You don't dance. You don't
fucking dance. I'm a carpenter. I'm a skater. Yeah, man. I mean, I used to dance. I need to get back in my dancing and
really?
Stuff. But yeah, yeah.
You were breaking it down in the car.
Yeah, I was in that, I was in ASA.
Oh, I remember. I remember at UMass.
I was dancing.
Okay. Francis, I got some questions for you.
Okay.
So which one do you feel like you identify the most with? You have a lot of hats that you wear. Like you said, you're a tattoo artist. You do music. You're a poet. You used to dance. What is it that you identify yourself with the most?
The most I identify myself with the music.
Okay.
Literally, I cannot go a day without music.
Okay.
Like, sometimes, you know, this iPhone, yo. By the way, don't get iPhone 7, man. It just messes your
terrible.
Whole life up.
It's terrible.
Do you know what
I mean?
It,
they got this.
I got the 6S Plus.
I'm waiting for the 6S Plus. I'm staying with that.
Nah, I'm waiting for the new one. The new one is going to be better.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
what'd you say?
Terrible.
Francis?
What is that thing? The dongle? What is that?
No. The lightning port.
The lightning port.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
it's called. Man.
Yeah, for, really, for your aux. You have no aux.
It's not good for your life.
You have no aux.
Yeah. So every day I go through it, man.
It's terrible.
I got to find my headphones and I got to find the adapter.
Lord, adapter.
I go to work.
Every time you in the whip, too, like, you got
right.
the, nah,
yo,
I don't got
tools?
That.
I don't got that.
I don't got that. Good, because you ain't playing no music in my car.
Sick knife.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot.
Tell
of
about your music.
Yeah, okay. So my music, man, honestly, I'm really my music is like my passion.
Okay.
I've been doing it for like 4 years now. 4 or 5 years, I would say, since I got into college. I started off with poetry and I transitioned into music. I feel like I get my influences from a lot of different places, you know what I mean? I'm like, my roots is African, you
okay.
know, music. But then again, I was influenced by a lot of rock. A lot of heavy metal, hip hop, you know, R&B.
I can definitely everything. See the metal and the rock in
exactly,
music for sure,
hype.
For sure. Yeah, yep.
It's like drums, like
yeah.
guitar, like all that. So yeah, I mean, my music is what I do. You know, every day I listen to music, every day I create music, and that's what I love. That's
okay,
what
okay.
Do.
What do you feel like? You mentioned that a lot of different genres influence you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are your top five, like, people that have influenced you the most or the people that you listen to all the time?
Top five. I would say the RZA, old school, but still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Busta Rhymes, definitely, because the energy is there. Who else? Kanye.
Okay.
Although he's really narcissistic, but his music is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Who else? Designer. He's
okay.
new. A lot of people. A lot of people don't like Designer, but his energy, his you know, like
right,
his
right.
his outlook on life is just so positive. It's like you can't really knock the kid. He's
right.
just having fun. And then what's that, four? That's four right now?
I think that was four, yeah.
Four, let me see. Who's my fifth? Andre 3000.
Okay, okay. You got the Andre 3000 glasses on right now.
I got the Andre 3000 swag, you feel me?
Okay, okay, okay. And do you have any new projects coming up? Anything you want people to know about what you're doing right now?
Yeah, right now I just dropped a single, Push It Man. It's on SoundCloud. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. Push It Man, Push It Man, Push It Man. I got the woo. You feel me? So check it out. It's a dope song. I'm doing a lot of promo for that right now. I got the video coming out in July.
Okay.
And my my sophomore, what do we call it? Mixtape. Project.
Okay, project.
Sophomore tape. Sophomore tape coming out August 1st.
Yeah. August 1st. All right.
The date is set. Sick art.
I didn't even know that, and I'm excited.
Sick
art. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm excited, man. You already know.
Well, Francis, thank you so much for coming out. I'm definitely going to put your music out there, and I'll retweet it. Send it to me.
Word.
And when that video comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can be in the video.
Oh, I'm about to be. Oh, I'm about to be. I'm about to be.
I have a whole crew for this video.
Oh,
like,
it's
the
lit.
The budget is like,
I'm so excited.
$2,000 right now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
There's creative tank behind Sick North. This is they call me ASAP Sule.
Exactly. I was just about to say ASAP Sule.
Sule, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Sule, Christopher Sule Young. I work at UMass right now. My alma mater. Yeah, why not? That's all. I'm a businessman, son. I'm a purchasing coordinator for the Department of Sustainability.
Oh my God!
That's all. We got degrees out here, bro.
You feel me? I have a job.
We all got degrees out here.
You know what I'm saying? But I have a dream to open a record label with my first artist being Sick North.
Ow!
You know, and that's what it is.
Blessed.
I'm excited. Oh my gosh. I feel like there's such a good energy in this room right now.
Yeah, it's some good ass energy.
I feel it.
Good
All right.
Ass energy.
We're going to get started. So, one thing before we start, the questions that people sent in that people have just been nonstop talking about on Twitter.
It's the rompers.
Yes, the romp him. The romp him. I need to know.
Let's get into that romper.
Are you going to wear it?
Mine's coming in the mail right now.
No, okay, it's not.
So copy. So listen. So the rompers, I was getting a little like confused with the rompers because I was like, okay, that's real bothy, right? But then like I seen some shorties, they was like, they really jacking it. So I was like, okay, copy. So I'm going to cop a romper. Psych. That's not going to happen. Because when I really looked at it, it's some short and some trunks. That's really what got it popping with some. It was Cam Newton and Young Dro. They was wearing like a polo matching set. I definitely got the Cam Newton set, the floral print Johns, More Life 2017.
Wait, but is it attached? Is it attached?
No, it's not attached. It's just
he just tucked it in.
No, it's just not.
No,
it's
but
really,
listen,
the pattern matches. The thing
that's funny about the romp him is that girls, it's attached.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so
that's,
you gotta get booty naked.
Yeah.
To go to the bathroom,
that's what
you
the
gotta
funniest
get booty.
Part about
you can't
it.
Even slide it to the side, and then when you're going up the stairs or the escalator, just look up any shorty. I promise you, anybody who got a romper on.
Facts.
Little booty curve at the bottom is out. It's out. So are you gonna wear one?
Hey, Sasuke rocked the romper. He
Goku definitely rocked the
you
romper.
Feel me?
Oh, Goku
definitely rocked. The, I mean, it's not
Sasuke
a romper.
Was rocking the romper,
it's a
bro.
Game, but you know what I'm saying? For the niggas that don't know that, it's
yeah,
a romper.
I mean, Naruto shot Naruto.
Weak,
shout out
weak.
Dragon Ball Z, yeah. Dragon Ball Super. You already know.
So y'all, so what's the consensus?
I'm never wearing an attached shirt to trunks.
Okay.
In a manner that we would call a romp him. It's not happening, but I definitely got that floral print. John from Cuba.
I told you mine's coming in the mail. Bro.
Okay, bet.
3 days.
You already definitely had it.
3 days.
One. The zipper one was fire, though.
That
zipper one was fire.
Y'all killing me. There was one. There was a fine chocolate man. I need
Yo,
another
yeah,
woman
to that's what
we're
talking about. With you, the zipper.
Yes.
Yeah, the chains
he
with
was
the blue
fine.
joint.
I was like,
joint.
Yo, get
yeah.
that one. I was like, yo,
but you gotta
fire,
be like, you can't, I don't know.
Nah,
what
nah,
if
nah.
an attractive woman walks by?
You gotta be real
what
skinny.
About it? What about
and
it?
And like,
be
real. So you this know, is, this you got a dick print out.
Dick print out.
The dick print.
That's why I want to. That one's dope. That one looks good.
That's the one that Francis is going to get.
That one looks good. I can see you wearing it.
This is mine.
That's a shirt and a matching shirt,
yeah.
Chris.
Right.
That's not a romper.
I'm a hashtag pimp when I put it on the gram.
And they're going to think it's a romper.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to get that gas.
Yeah.
I don't care. Homie's not getting a romper. He has a do-rag on right now.
He definitely does.
I have a red, out. A bright red do-rag.
Let me take
the
my
cape is out. Superman is out.
You already know. I got my silky already.
It's lit. All right, we're going to get started with the questions, all right?
All right,
work. So, here we go. Man. We got a lot this time, and some of them are really good, all right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna try to answer as many as possible. Thank you so much to anybody who submitted any questions. Or if you need any advice or anything like that, you can go on curiouscat.me/ange_. So here we go. First question. It says, are you a homewrecker if the man in the relationship was the one who pursued you? I'm gonna say it one more time. Are you a homewrecker if the guy who was in the relationship was the one who pursued you and you're single?
If you know about it, yeah, I would say so.
If you have information that leads you to believe that that man is in a relationship, yeah, you are a homewrecker.
I mean,
right,
it's,
right.
It's easy.
But if, are you a homewrecker if you didn't know?
It takes two.
You're not a homewrecker if you didn't know.
Oh, if you didn't know, like he messed with you and then after the fact you knew.
Yeah, like if you didn't know when you were messing with him that he was in a relationship.
I mean,
I would say you're still a homewrecker.
Technically, you're
a
homewrecker,
but you're not. Yeah.
You don't have intent behind.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like officer. I didn't know the speed limit was 45, but you're still going 45 in the 35, so you're still getting the ticket.
You didn't know, but if you did know, you was going 80 in the 65 because that's the flow of traffic. Because that was the flow of the dick appointment. Then that means you a homewrecker.
No. I feel like you're definitely labeled a homewrecker, but you're not. I don't know. It's not your fault that person, I feel like that person's a bigger homewrecker than you were.
Definitely.
But all right. Next question. So, this one is kind of long. It says, I'm feeling this guy. And
yo,
he,
my headphones don't work. Go ahead.
I'm feeling this guy. And he invited me to sleep over his crib. Okay. So I told him, I was like, yo, I'm not having sex, but I'm down for a little foreplay. You know, should I worry if he's going to hit me up again?
Okay, so, but the thing is, this person, whoever asked this question, no offense to you, you said foreplay.
Right.
That means before something happens. Exactly. So don't call it foreplay if you're not going to be planning to do something. If you're sleeping over that man's house, he has a 9-to-5.
Drop the mic!
You have a problem.
Drop the mic!
He's staying up late for some
foreplay. Exactly. Yeah. How old are we? How old is this person that asked this question?
Oh, my God.
Why is this anonymous? I need to find
Yeah, you. I need to know who you are. Whoever you are. Stop.
Get your life together. Grow
okay,
up.
Okay, ready?
Grow up.
Francis, I'm going to let you pick. You can pick 1, 2, 3, or 4, one of those.
Okay. What's the longest you have gone without sex?
Wow.
That is crazy.
Well, okay, this is different because I lost my virginity when I was like 17. And at first, I didn't really have sex like that all the time because after I broke up with my man, we didn't really have, you know, I spent a while without having sex, maybe like 9 months or maybe 9 months till I got to college. And then all of that changed. And I don't know. I feel like I don't think I've gone longer than 4 months.
That's long as hell.
That's really long. Or 3-4 months. And that's in a really bad predicament.
2 weeks I'll be pulling my hair out.
Oh my God. Chris, you're silent.
Where are the buns?
Chris is silent.
I have an exact estimation of how long I've gone without sex.
Okay.
It was 71 days and 22 hours and 7 minutes.
Hey, you sound like a fiend.
No, I not, honestly, 71 last days? Time.
That's not a fiend, bro.
I don't even know how long.
That's pretty
months.
Long,
that's
bro.
That's 2 months.
No, actually, no, I have.
That's 2 months.
That's 3 months. Bro.
No, 30, 60. 60 plus 10 is 70.
30,
two
30,
months.
60. That's no. 2.5 months, B.
Two months and a couple of days, bro. Okay.
Two months and a couple of days?
That's a lot.
When was the last time you went 2 months without sex?
Bro, I've gone 5 months without sex.
5 months?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Oh,
I was
17?
No, I was 20. I was in college, freshman year of college.
Freshman year of college.
Were you like a loser?
That's a little bit different.
No, he was a weirdo.
20 days. Yeah. 5 months in college.
Yeah,
your freshman year.
I think it was sophomore. I was talking to somebody.
Talking about it exactly.
Shorty didn't want to give it up.
Exactly. That's different.
Aw. Well,
I'm talking about
that's the same shit.
I was referencing a time where you could have had sex.
I could have had sex.
Oh, you could have.
You had the opportunity.
You could have had sex. You could have had sex. My bad. My bad. Hey, don't knock my 71
days. Which
brings
us on to the next question: is it cheating? If no, I'm just kidding.
86.
Next question: is it cheating when you ask? Stop it right now! Did you submit the shit? Yeah. Did you submit the shit?
Nah, I
submitted a question.
Oh my god! Okay. Is it cheating when you ask another nigga what color you should get your nails done? What? Okay, so is it cheating when you ask another man what color you should get your nails done?
No, it's not. I don't know. It's kind of reaching though. It's kind of like
flirting.
Yeah, it's flirting.
You're flirting with another.
You're
man.
Flirting if you send a picture of your like, oh, what color should I get my nails? Yeah. Like, what if you're in the middle of a conversation?
Your friend.
Chris. Yeah. Chris, if I okay.
I'm your friend.
Okay.
Would you send Chris a picture of your nails and ask him what color should I get my nails?
Yes, she would.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely would. He's like my best friend. Yeah.
I've done that for a lot of my female friends.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to say
that. I always tell them white toes. White toes only.
But there are some girls like there are some women out there that will send a picture of like just to like start conversation.
So you don't really get haircuts like this.
Like the nails next to their boob. Like a selfie with the nails next to the boob.
Nah, like
what do you think?
That's a little bit too much. That's a little bit too much. But like you know how you flirt, bro? Like you be like, yo, what should I get my haircut?
Yeah.
Like this? Should I get a season?
Oh my god, you guys do that? That's what you guys do. I've had like two guys send me like, oh. You think I should like grow my beard?
Yeah,
or you think I should cut it?
Yo, should I trim my beard?
Yeah.
And then they'll FaceTime me and they'll ask, you know. That's a flirting. That's flirting.
Yeah.
It's like clean flirting, elementary school flirting.
I mean, but if you have a man though.
Right.
Don't come on, son. Yeah. When shorties flirt, it's a little bit more, son. I don't know what it is.
Next question. Oh my God. Okay. This one is really, really long. So get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whew, okay. I like that this person put their question into like I statements because I understand it more when you put it into like an I statement.
Note to the future.
So aspects. Note to everybody. Thank you so much. So this person said, anonymous said, I met this guy. The vibe is everything. I like him and he likes me, but he's not on my same level financially. I'm not a gold digger at all, but I've been through enough. I'm not trying to be somebody's mom. That was a corny line. I understand the empower my significant other and I am. I understand the empower. I don't know what that. Okay. But I ask myself, damn, will somebody spoil me? Treat me like the princess I am? But I want to ask, should I just be patient or should I let it go?
All right. Let me just say something. To me, I get the fact that people want to be spoiled and women want to feel like they're being chased and all that. But at a certain point, like we get to a certain age where it's like, you take care of yourself. I've never really like gone home for my birthday and been like, I'm hoping my mom has like a birthday card for me ready for my birthday with $100 in there. You know, you don't go on a date like I'm hoping this guy's going to splurge on me. Like you have your own money. You know, if he does take you out, take it as a gift or a sign of, you know, good gesture, but don't expect it. That's when shit starts getting kind of flaky because it's like you expect
expectations,
and
yeah.
then it doesn't happen, and now you're mad. That's just
no. That's most, and then you're disappointed. You're disappointed. That's the worst feeling. Chris, what you think?
I think that if you have a relationship or you're talking to somebody, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, babe, can I borrow a couple of dollars? I'm gonna give you that back at a certain day. We're not married. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you shouldn't feel I shouldn't feel entitled to your money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much whoever person in a relationship that makes the most money, it shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? If it goes past that, like he asks you for some money and then he never pays you back, he's like, yeah, babe, I owe you $500 at the end of the month. That's a problem. You might want to reconsider.
What about like a date?
I mean, if you went on a date, it's gentleman to pay for that at the first date. But after that, you know, it's
a free
game.
You could split it. You could do the Applebee's 2 for $20.
That ass.
If you're feeling
Applebee's
fancy, 2 for $30. Oh no, Chili's. Chili's is better. Chili's is
your
better.
If your palate is a little bit, you know, elite, then you might want to, you know,
Chili's.
And another question to that question is like, was she aware of his financial like standing yeah. before they got into a relationship?
I think that the way that this question is phrased, it seemed like they were vibing and he became like dependent on her. This is what that's the vibe that I'm getting from
I
this.
Feel like
or that she didn't know that he didn't have money like that, or maybe he played it off that he did have money. I don't know.
I feel like the way that she put it in was being nice. She really means that he's a broke bum.
Yeah, and he don't got no job. Then, he's sleeping exactly. on her,
if
at
he
her crib.
He doesn't have a job.
All right, so cut him off.
Yeah, you got to cut him off. If he doesn't have a job, like.
Well, it depends. My thing is, like, if you have ambition and you're like, oh, like, nah. not like the, not from Insecure, not the homie that was on the couch and took, like, OD long to get a job.
Nah, him, he should have been trusted.
But that's another topic. But I feel like if you're a bum, cut him off. Whoever this person is, girl, if he's a bum and he doesn't have ambition, definitely. He's not applying to jobs. He mm-hmm. like he nothing. He doesn't want to go back to school. Like, I understand. Sometimes we in school, we broke as hell. Mm-hmm. I was broke as hell. I would borrow money from my boyfriend. He would borrow money from me. Like, you got me, I got you type of thing. But if you grown and you're like in the real world, you're adulting and he doesn't have any ambition whatsoever, it's a wrap. Like, you got to go. But if he's like, if he's out here and he's like really trying and he's like romantic and he's out here applying to jobs and like there's something promising in that and he's actually putting in an effort to be successful and a realistic effort, because like if you out here doing some dumb shit, like, that's whack. But I don't know, then you should be patient. So it depends what is he doing. Is he ambitious or is he not? Is he realistic? Like, is he romantic? Is he not? All of those things are factors.
Because at the end of the day, too, we all need somebody that like believes in us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
If you were in that same position, do you think he would do the same for you? Mm. If it's not reciprocal, then you should cut him off. If you think he would do the same for you, then stick with it.
Facts. Probably good dude. And also, like, is this something that is super consistent? Like, is he just going through a hard time for the moment? Like, have you been together for 2 years and the past 3 months is the only time that he's been dumped, like, wild broke? Like, if it's temporary that he's broke and he's like financially maybe depending on you, then you need to stick around. But if it's but if it's something that, like, you know, he's been like that for 3 years and you out here buying
he's
everything.
He's playing you.
Yeah, you gotta
go. He's playing
go.
You.
You gotta
babe,
go.
Babe, I need these kicks.
Right.
Nah. Come on, son.
Don't buy no dude no shoes, man.
Don't buy no dude no shoes, man. If he ain't buying you no bag. Where's the bags?
Next question. So, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. If you want your man to do more things with you sexually, how you go about bringing that up? And if you have any personal stories or if you ever did, please share.
I'll let the Meister himself answer this one.
Listen, man. Okay, if you're too shy, I got a good strategy I'd be telling my friends. Okay. So if you're too shy to tell the person that you into some, like, you know, outlandish freaky shit or, you know, whatever, just when he kind of like hints at it, you know, go OD him like with the moaning and all that shit, because that will let him know that, okay, this is what
he's
I should
popping.
Be going, like, warmer, colder. You feel me? Like, if you do a little bit of that.
Right.
That's a good tip.
No, not for real. Be for real, because, you know, a lot of the you know, the new things I tried have happened because the shorty was like, she's really into it. So then I'm like, okay, copy. Then that's
I'm
what you
I'm
like.
Gonna try
I'm
this a, shit.
Exactly,
okay. Oh, she know? Not moaning. Oh, let me stop.
Me,
let me stop.
I'm gonna ask you straight up. If I'm gonna ask you, I mean, now I'm a little bit older, but
right.
I'm mad that this man said the Meister.
I learned from him, man.
Yeah, fuck out of
here. I learned from him.
What would
I
you
told
do?
Him when I grow up, I want to be just
yo,
like
yo, get
him.
Out of here.
Have you ever been in a situation where the girl is like, she doesn't have enough sex and you want to have more? Like, she, I guess, like, maybe her libido isn't as.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever been in a situation where a girl that you're dating or that you're with just isn't. Like,
definitely.
You're not having enough sex. Like, you want to have more.
Definitely.
Nah.
You never been in a situation?
You
like
never?
That?
I have.
I've had a situation with shorty. We was having sex and it wasn't good. I don't know about
whose part.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? It could have been mine.
Meister lost his juice.
Shit, it could have been. Who knows?
I've been in a situation where like I was dating this guy, and I, like, just naturally, I could tell, like, even from the beginning, he wasn't bomb sex, but he didn't really have as much sex as I would prefer. Like, we lived a little bit far away from each other. We lived, like, 2-3 hours away from each other, and, like, I would be out here, like, chilling, whatever, and my expectation is if I don't see you when I want to see you all the time, like when I want to see you whenever, when I do see you, we fucking like that's happening. Right. And we do like we got to spend some time doing the dirt. Like we need to do it. But if let's say you live in the same town or maybe like you live in the same home. Like I've also been in situations where I basically lived with somebody and we were in the same space all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to have sex 3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? But if you do, that's popping. Like, that's great. I love that. But I don't know. Like, if you, when I was in that situation, when that guy wasn't having enough sex or enough sex that as I would like, I told him straight up. At first, I was suspicious. I said, what's good? What's good? Who you fucking out here? What's good? But then after, I really understood. I was like, all right. Like, he just wasn't like, that sexually driven. I feel like I'm really sexually driven.
That happens for guys. That happens for me, honestly, a lot too. Yeah, because like if I see a shorty like for a long periods of time, like over and over and over, it just becomes more of like I mean I get real comfortable with you, so it's like I'm cool with just like chilling with you and watching Netflix and shit.
Right. You enjoy that. You enjoy her company.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. But then with a lot of females, like, you know, they sometimes. Females do have like higher, like what's the word I'm looking for, like sexual inclinations than dudes.
They're hornier.
Basically, well, you could just keep it a buck.
They're hornier, but like they know how to, you know, keep it under wraps. But like when you're not giving a shorty what she wants and she's seen you like over and over, I feel like it becomes an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have a confession. I mean, it's not a confession. Whoa. I really just remembered a girl that she wasn't trying to have sex as much as I wanted to.
Right.
And I really didn't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I hated it.
That shit was annoying.
I've been in a relationship where, like, you know when you're, like, obsessed with that person and you have sex, like, 5 times a day. Right. You're just like, okay, we got to take a break for, like a couple hours. And then, I've been in that situation and, like, from going to that to, like, something where that person, you want to have more sex, I hate that feeling. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like low-key, at least for women, for me, it makes me feel like I'm, like, am I not good enough? Like, do you not want to have sex? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you feel low-key self-conscious.
Nah, I wasn't.
It's always going to happen. It's either going to be the guy that feels that way or the girl that feels that way.
Nah, she threw me into a brainstorming type of thing. Like, maybe I should, you know, do some other things.
Wait. You need to be. I don't understand. He's like,
maybe I should stick my whole face in her shit.
Oh my God.
Nah, but for real,
it was at the point where it was just like, wow, she's not really like when we having sex, it was like briefly, and then she wasn't really trying to. And I was like, well, just let me blow your back out. And she's just like, nah, like, just blow my knee out. And I'm just like, nah. Like, okay.
Okay. All right, we got another question.
I'm looking at Fritz's stare. He was just like, all right.
Just blow my knees out.
Pause.
Okay. You know what? I have a question for you. This wasn't even a question that was submitted, but I noticed that, how do you feel? Well, let me figure out how to phrase this. Have you ever heard of, women not liking when they're called females? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Do you feel?
I've heard it.
So, do you know why?
Is it because it's like male in the name? Like it's like you're coming from a male, like that, like perception of like.
No. I think it's like objectification. I don't know.
Oh my god, I'm tired.
Okay. I heard you. So it's like objectification. Okay.
So or
it's
like
females.
Yeah, it's like an animal. You don't hear women saying
males.
Women start saying males because like it started becoming a thing.
In what context do men really say females?
Y'all said it in here a couple times.
Nah. Honestly though, sometimes when men
Yeah, you said it a couple times.
Didn't
yeah.
notice.
What do you want me to say?
I say shorties.
Women. Yeah.
I say shorties.
Yeah, women, shorties.
I say shorties.
Oh my God.
If put it like this, if I call my mom a female, she would have slapped me.
Yeah, most definitely. So like, if you wouldn't call your mom a female, then why are you call?
I don't know why, but yeah.
But the thing is with
but I also wouldn't call my mom a shorty.
With shorties, they call us niggas.
I definitely wouldn't call my mom a shorty.
Right, most of the time, they're like, oh.
And they do call each other bitches, which I have a problem
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
Well, so it's
like,
yeah.
I have no problem with anyone calling me male. Like, does that make you feel
I don't like
weird?
That shit. Nah, I'm not. I'm not. Nah, I don't like that shit. I don't like when shorties call me male. I don't like when shorties call me male. And I hate
And then I feel like you're being grouped as well. Like, you're like. Like you're being grouped
being
in
grouped.
A
we're always being grouped yeah. Men never have a voice, bro.
I shut up.
Stop it right now. Stop it right now. Get out.
Listen,
get out. No, we're stopping the podcast. Friends, get the fuck out.
Yo, I really hate when shorties call me sir. I hate that shit. So.
Really?
Yes.
Or like thank you, sir. Or when they're saying
not thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your compliment, sir. Like, what the fuck you talking
like
about?
Oh, like in a business setting?
Nah, I'm talking about on a regular
show. Oh,
setting,
like when you texting a shorty.
You
oh, yeah.
You never had a shorty call you, sir?
Nah. Yeah, I've
must
called
be
somebody,
like
sir.
No,
I've done that.
Some
city. I've done that.
Some shorties from the city call you, sir.
Damn.
Nah, it'll be like, thanks, sir. Nah,
yeah,
it must be a New York
no,
thing.
No, it is a thing. It's a thing. I've done it.
I've never heard that.
It must be a New York thing.
Yeah.
Must be. Because I'll be like, ma'am. Like, what the fuck you talking
fuck,
about?
Ma'am.
Like, mad patronizing.
But what if, like,
nah,
somebody's
nah,
just saying
nah, it? No, the female thing, I understand that. I understand the objectifying of it. I understand all of that.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't. Can someone explain it to me, please?
Yeah, so, okay.
I mean, like, it's always using a bad connotation, right? So when you're saying, like, females don't do this shit, you feel me? It's like, it's
what
like.
What is the bad connotation? Is
like,
the
when,
bad
usually connotation? When you say, like, no, when, like when usually you, when you say female, you're like, you about to say some shit. You about to say, all females be
right.
dead, like think that chivalry's dead. Or like,
right,
these females
right.
out here think
all
like
females
you always
say men
think,
are trash.
Yeah,
but
all
blah,
females,
blah, 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 blah,
females.
You feel me?
I see. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, you feel me? It's usually on Twitter that. Or something.
Could,
like,
okay.
Nobody's calling them.
I retract my
in
statement.
Person.
I definitely understand.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there's like.
You're not on Twitter like that no more, but. It'd be
yeah,
like that.
I don't be on Twitter like that.
There's a there's an article. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here it is. So number one is like I found this article real quick.
Question,
it says because the words female and women mean different things. Female is a scientific term that refers to the sex of a species that is capable of producing children. The term woman refers specifically to the human beings, while female could refer to any species.
It's like a plant.
Okay.
Female plant kind of thing.
And then because it's grammatically weird, the word female and its primary usage is an adjective. Like female dog, plant. Female plant. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you use female as a noun, the subject.
That. It's not a woman.
Oh, this is, I didn't, I never
yeah,
heard
no,
this.
I've
listen,
heard
listen.
That before.
When you use female as a noun, the subject that you're referring to is a race.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you mean?
So like, female can mean anything.
Right.
Female can mean dog. Female can mean anything.
But it's an adjective the way that you're supposed to use it. Like female dog, a female giraffe, female whatever, right?
So when you use it as a noun, it's
as
like
a noun,
female,
it's like female. Like, what,
it's like
what?
Who's a female?
You erase the subject.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's a couple more reasons
understand.
On this
I remember
shit.
That. I remember that.
It's on Jezebel.com. I should get money for this.
Woke.
Yeah, woke.
It's not even woke. That's not woke. That's not woke. It's not okay.
I can't. Oh, and one more thing. One more
simple
thing.
Things you should know.
One more thing. It says because it is most often used to imply inferiority or contempt.
That's okay. That's where the connotation comes
okay,
from.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Okay, like you were saying,
ooh.
Female, like the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you thought like male. Yeah.
Yeah, but and, I did. Yeah.
And then there's it says here's a fun exercise. Search the word females on Twitter and see what you get.
Nah, we don't.
Oh,
got
it's,
gonna
it's gonna be all negative.
It's gonna be all negative stuff. That makes sense. That makes sense.
It's gonna be all females. Can't,
well,
blah blah blah.
Now we know.
The more you know.
The more you know. Next question.
I love ladies, man.
Look at that. I like the sound of ladies or women.
I like
or...
shorties.
I love black ladies.
Let me say
yes.
Shorties.
I love black shorties.
I
like all the black shorties.
Women of color.
The black women
right
of
now.
Color. My Nubian queens.
The black women with melanie.
With the melanie.
Next question. If. Okay, here we go.
Shout out to Nana.
All right, so it says, how do you know when you really love someone? How can you tell that there's someone you want to be with for the long haul? Who says long haul? But, okay, how do you know when you really love someone? How can you tell that there's somebody you want to be with for the long run?
What's good, Francis? You gonna take that one Casanova?
Oh.
Oh yeah, right. I'm the master of the sex.
I can start. So
yeah, go on, Angela.
Okay,
Angela. God,
you always do that. You always do that.
Nah, it's only started now because of Ange Code. That's the only reason.
Jeez.
I say Angelica.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Fucked me up too, Angie.
What, Angie?
Don't call like, me. Don't, oh, just public service
call me
announcement.
Ange or Angelica.
I try to make it sound nice because sometimes people be like Angie and I'm like, no, yeah. It's Ange or Angelica. But then I'm trying to
why
like
do you
actually.
Hate, why don't you like Angie?
Because it's not her name.
It's not my name. I don't know. Ange isn't my name either.
Wait,
but like
Angie's not.
The
like,
thing is,
derived here, from my Angelica.
It is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes
it is
it's derived
from
other
Angel.
Names. Mm. But my family in DR calls me Angie.
Aguanina.
So, Aguanina. But when it's here, like. Angie, it makes me cringe. Like I don't like it. Yeah. My family in DR calls me
Angie.
It's already bad enough that my name is
Angelica. Angie. Is that okay if I text it as
Anna?
You can't. Right. No.
The way that it looks is Angie.
I'm just calling you Angie or Angelica.
Angie or Angelica. Public service announcement. And I try to sound nice. You saw how I was like, LOL.
She said LOL. She was texting like, yeah. Call me Angie or
Angelica.
Angelica.
Castillo.
Okay, let's answer this person's question.
All right.
How do you know when you really love somebody? Okay, I'll go. So, all right. I'm going to bring it back. I knew I really loved somebody when...
Oh, cue the music.
Cue the music. I'm going to add that in.
Yeah. I don't know the words.
In the eyes of an angel liquor.
Nah, stop. All right, go on.
Gotta rap this.
Gotta put it to an R&B song. You gotta make it.
I'm done. Okay, so when you know you know that you're in love with somebody, Molly Percocet. I can't stop laughing about that. Okay. You know when you know this.
Future Vandross. You already
go ahead,
know.
Go ahead,
okay.
All right. Love.
All right.
We're
love.
Not really trying to talk about that.
Yeah, basically. That's why.
Mask off.
Talk about your love.
All right.
Okay.
Let's really talk about it.
Go ahead,
okay.
All right.
So I guess like you know what you know you're in love when you're in love. Like period point blank. Like if you asking about it, you're like, am I in love? I don't know. I feel like you're not. But you know you're in love when you wanna like be happy with them, when you want to share your good news with them, when you want to share your bad news with them, when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, like you need to say good morning to this person. Or you're thinking about this person when you go to sleep and like you're thinking about this person. Maybe it also sounds like it'd be a sticker, but if you're going to sleep at night and you're thinking about that person and like, or you catch yourself looking at that person when they're playing a video game and you're like, oh my God, like, They're so great, and you think about all the things that they do for you, like
the way he shoots in 2 days.
Look at the way he shoots.
The way he uses a fatality on his
friends. Oh, look at this!
Mortal Kombat is just the way he.
How do you know you're
man.
In love? How do you know you're in love?
From a male's perspective, now this gets a
it's
little
probably
deep.
Gonna be
this
so
gets
deep.
A little
very deep.
Deep. Right. It's a lot, man. Like the okay, I think for a man at my
pull
age.
Pull my seat up. Go ahead.
As a man of my age, Francis, then now we could do this. All right.
Yeah.
So listen.
We could do this.
So when you don't gotta worry about nothing, you feel me? When you know that there's loyalty, there's everything that you don't gotta worry about, the small things.
Right.
She not worrying about this chick on Twitter. She not worrying about like, yo, she knows that she's the number one. And she knows that that's when your love is successful.
Right.
Where I feel like.
How do you get to that point?
But when you, I don't, that's another conversation. That's another conversation. But I
so
feel like,
like
but
how
I,
do you know you're in
but
love?
But I think that's
point.
In love.
Right.
I think that's in love. But when you really love somebody, man, I don't know. It's like an uncontrollable
you
smile.
You know what I think what being in love is? Being in love is infatuation.
Oh, wait, you're a poet. Wait.
Nah.
He's a poet. Wait.
Nah.
Not for
spit some bars, spit some bars.
Infatuation because how many times have you in your life have you been like, yo, I'm in love with this chick? Like you're in love, like you're infatuated with, like they're constantly on your
okay.
mind.
Okay.
But when you really love somebody, you love them unconditionally. Like,
unconditional.
Yo, like, this person, like
that's what
if
I was trying to say.
If we're not together, I would still love you. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, you want the best for them no matter what. No matter what. Even if it doesn't work out. Even if it doesn't work out.
You said the key word. When you're not with that person, you still wish the best happiness.
Exactly.
I still love a couple of my old joints, man.
I do, too.
I wish the best for them. I'm glad. You know what I'm saying?
That's love. It's like friendship. It's like friendship.
But here's the thing.
No, it is friendship. It's just like friendship.
I feel like there's...
You can love your friends, too, man.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I love Chris.
I love you, too, man. I love Francis, too.
I love you, too.
No, that's good.
Francis, we're going to get there one day. Maybe one day, Francis.
No, y'all are
but
connected now.
I feel like there's a difference between being in love and loving. You know what I'm saying? Like, love, like, I most definitely, like, I love Chris so much. I love, like, my sorority sisters so much. Like, I love my... like my nephew so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you, what about in love? Like, when you're in love with somebody, like, what are some signs? I guess, like, what are some signs of being in love? That's a good, there we go.
For me, the thing, the signs. Thing with me about, like, being in love is, I don't know. I just feel like it's like mad juvenile in a sense.
So what do you mean?
That's because you only been in love as a kid.
No, not even that. It's because, like, What we determine as being in love is like doing whatever for that person whenever they need it, or being at that person's side whenever they need you, or like, you know, sacrificing yourself for that person. But is that really like doing yourself a service, or is that allowing yourself to be like controlled by a relationship or infatuation you have for somebody? Like, if you're really in love with somebody, if y'all really love each other, would that person require you to go out of your way to do some shit for them which does not service you in a way?
Listen, man, love is about compromise.
It sure is.
You feel me? Like, if a shorty is like, listen, man, these are the ways that I receive love, and these are the ways that you're not really showing me love. You got to explain to her how you give love and how you show affection. And so that is a compromise. You feel me? But that doesn't mean you don't love her. Just because you have to compromise doesn't mean you don't love her.
Nah, it's not about the compromise. It's like,
love is not easy, though.
It's not easy, but, for example, I have three brothers.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay.
My three brothers were all fucking crazy.
They are.
My brothers, like, I fought with my brothers. Like, they done bashed my head. Like, crazy stuff, you know? But at the end of the day, I still love them. My mom, like,
that's,
you know, she has, I mean, that's why we're talking about love. Like, love.
Oh, we're talking about love. But I thought we were talking about love in a relationship.
But that's what,
yeah, now we're talking about in
saying.
Love.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This is family.
Okay, tell us more.
It should be that way. It should be, this person is your family. You love them the same way. Because love, you can't compartmentalize love.
It's no, like, but oh, I can't. Like, I'm not in love with. Like, I'm not in love with Chris.
No, it's not. No, about,
but put it like this.
Love.
But put
I'm
it like
about
this.
Love.
But
put like, it like love. This. You love. Somebody.
Do you remember the time that it took you to fall in love with your family?
Since we was born, I was
exactly.
In love with my
that's
family.
Natural.
But
that's
those
natural.
Are two
when
different.
You have
things,
a relationship.
Though.
It's a little bit different, Francis.
Look how I put it. Ready?
Like, I gotta compromise
wait.
My mom.
So there's so
of course.
So there's love up here. There's love up here, right?
But is it
and then there's and then let's say it's just love, like love. And I feel like there are different departments in love. Like, there's like that love in a relationship. There's that love of like your daughter or your son, and then there's like that
shout out Kari,
like that him. friend love, like where you, I don't know, like there's a different way that I love my mom and dad than the way that I love that I'm in love with my boyfriend. You get what I'm saying?
Let
like
me,
are we asking
okay. my thing was about in love only comes when you have sex with somebody. That's all
okay.
It is.
All right.
That's all it is.
In love?
In okay. Love is only when
oh
you have sex with. Are you in
God.
Love with your brother? No, because you ain't fucking.
Yeah,
are
you
okay,
so
you're talking about in love, infatuation.
No, we're talking about
for...
in love and love.
Okay.
If you
okay.
If you say that I love somebody, if you love somebody that you're with, you have the same love for them that you do as you have your brother, your mother, your
right,
father,
right.
Your son.
But there's an
so you
extra.
Do anything for them.
You, exactly.
Right,
but
right.
You do anything for them.
But if you're in love,
this a little extra.
Now that's when you allow your emotions to be compromised by what they want from you.
Ah, got it. Okay.
I mean, but
you
that's a relationship.
That's what, but
for
the
example,
thing is, that's
for
what
example,
we're
relationship.
Talking about.
That's a relationship.
We're talking about the same thing. we're talking about the same thing. We're on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, I just like to argue. I don't think I agree with him though.
No, we're talking about the same thing. He's basically saying, like, I'm saying there's a difference between love and in love. He's saying in love is like when you, your feelings, your emotions are more dependent, like that person can really affect it, and like whatever they do, like it really, really, really affects you. And where, and then he added the sex piece to it as well.
But what he said earlier, right, was
the way you said earlier, I wasn't understanding at all. You gotta go out of your
way for somebody. Well, I feel like it's something.
It's a factor. You're gonna have to go out of your way sometimes.
You gotta go out of your way, man.
Of course, you.
But the reason that you go out of your way is because of love.
You're making it seem like I never got out of my way. Like,
nah, I'm not saying that.
No, no, but you make it seem like I don't understand.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say you never believed in love. I never said you didn't believe in love. Because I know you believe in love.
I don't.
You're a
fucking
liar.
Oh my god.
Nah, I believe in love.
You're a liar.
How do you believe in miracles?
Da, 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 da.
How's that sound
you
going?
Everything
you say it.
Molly Perkins said.
Nah, we're not going back.
Love.
Okay, so we're about to wrap it up, but...
Love is when you get that fresh deli sandwich with everything you
want.
Oh,
my God, the chicken cutlet sandwich. We need to get some delis in. We need to get some delis.
You get a straight hero. You don't even have to tell them salt, pepper, oil, vinegar. Oh, that's real love. Oh, my God.
We need to get some delis in Boston. Like, the ones that make
your
sandwiches.
Your barber cuts your shit, and you don't even got to tell him what you need. And he don't speak no English. I just be like, yo, Frank.
Yo, love is when you wake up and sure you got your romping iron for you.
Yeah, facts.
That's love.
Sure, yo.
Tell me what love is. Tell me what love is. Tell me
Yo, it's love when she know which direction to brush your waves before That's bed, love. Before she Bang. Pushes silky.
Go, Francis. Let's see. Back and forth.
Love is when Shorty massage your toes.
Yeah. Okay. Love is when Shorty do your toes.
Oh!
Yeah, you know that Shorty do your toes?
Nah.
She got to clean your toes.
Come
I'm talking
on
about
now.
Paint your toes.
Or when she like pops your back, you your back your pimple. Done. No,
I don't like when shorties do that. But shorties, that's love. That's love.
Do your toes.
She gotta take care of you at your lowest. That's love.
Of course.
All right. That's love.
So we about to wrap it up, but summer's coming up. This week it was like 90 degrees outside out here.
Facts.
It was blazing.
It's lit.
It made me realize I need to hit the gym ASAP. All of my friends that have been waiting.
Facts.
The time is over. No gym. More, you know, no more chilling, waiting
summer
for the,
is
nah,
here.
It's here. What are some do's and don'ts of the summer? What do you feel like?
Some do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts, because it's coming,
all right,
and people want to know.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yo, shorties, I don't like them Jesus sandals.
For a second, I looked at my feet real quick. I'm like, do I got some more? No, okay. I don't.
You good.
Yo, wear something that complements your winter body or your summer body if it's available.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. I like all shapes
dudes,
and sizes.
Sundresses. That's
sundresses is lit.
Oh yeah, baby. Gotta do
oh my god. Oh, you baby. Sound like you
yeah. Oh baby. Gotta give you sundresses.
One thing that you should not do, ladies, that I will talk more with when China's one of my guests is the faja. Y'all know what a faja
that's
is, guys?
A fupa?
No, faja.
It's a fupa.
No, that's a fupa. A faja, oh, okay. Is like
The little
the waist strap.
Nah,
the
what's it called? What's it?
Corset. Waist trainer.
The corset. Yeah, the waist
trainer
thing.
But there's like other types. There's British. Like different types of fajas. But the point is that fajas, like you can't really do that all the time in the summer. You
Why?
Can't because then you can't like
you don't work out.
No, because like you can't wear a faja in the summer because it's dumb hot. Yeah, number one, you're gonna pass out. Yeah, and number two, you have like you're gonna be sweating OD. That's number two. Mm. And you gotta like if you wanna wear something cute, you can't just be like it might have like a slit on the side. You gonna see your nude ass faja.
Nude faja.
With your purple
look
dress
your
on.
Faja.
Look
at your faja. Look at your faja.
One faja coming
what,
up,
what are you doing with your faja?
Your faja. No, for real. Ladies, faja season is over. It's a
faja
wrap.
Season.
I've never heard of that.
It's in Spanish.
Over.
It's in Spanish.
I'm so glad.
Dominicans, I know Dominicans say it. I don't know
Shorty,
if any other.
I going your.
Yeah.
What's up with
you?
Have you tried the new, like,
the bra?
The string bra?
Or the magic
I have
bra?
It. I want to order one. I didn't believe
Since
it at first.
Santana.
Huh?
Since Santana's,
that shit's voodoo, bro. That shit don't work.
Yeah, I heard a lot of shorties so? Like, yo, that shit is whack. I tried it.
Okay, I'm definitely not gonna order.
I heard a lot of
shorties
said
not.
It
Thank
was
you
terrible.
Guys. I appreciate.
I heard a lot of shorties said it was like, they was like, in that magic bra,
ass, son. Dead ass. I'm out of it. They these lied.
Where are these shorties from?
They lied to me.
Where are these shorties from? Where, yeah. What shorties are you it's talking like, to?
It doesn't even make sense.
They be like, they lied
to
me.
I think it's like tape inside. It I don't know what's sense. Inside.
Yo, listen, man. It's a facade.
It's not even physically like... What is it like? Gravity, like you can't even
suction
can't
cuts. Even
it might,
titties.
It might like
suction nipples.
I don't know.
If your areolas ain't popping, it's not gonna be.
Yo, I saw a really nasty picture on Twitter with some like nipples that were OD. You guys, what? Like, are y'all like areolas? About that nipple life? No, I'm, like the I'm actual nipple. Part.
Listen,
you know
man,
when
I'm gonna tell
hard?
You something right now.
Areolas.
I see. Areolas. I see no use. For the titty.
Get out of here.
But the areola, you could get it popping.
The areola.
You
could
get it. Yo, listen, shout out to the shorties in the itty bitty titty committee. Yo, if your areolas is popping, son, it's
if your areola the size of a dime.
Yo, even the little areolas is just nipple?
What?
All nipple? I'm with it.
Nah, so are you pro no areola or,
yo, listen,
or not
listen,
with
listen,
it?
Listen. I'm an ass man and I'm an areola man.
I'm a titty
what?
Man. Titty
is that a
ass.
Thing?
I don't like titties.
Why?
They're just useless to me.
Why?
Oh,
why?
My
they?
God.
They're just useless.
You can't
just,
slap them.
They're like special just... effects in the movies. Like yeah. Watching 007.
But what if it,
or
you know what?
Fast
nah,
7.
It's just
that.
Like a mouth guard.
Imagine watching Fast 7 and the car just jumped over the bridge.
Oh,
no
my
tricks.
God.
You know, how, you
like,
know how when Shorty's
like
riding you.
Like having sex with no big titties. It's no,
nah.
Super, it's no special effects.
When Shorty's riding you right in the titties, you're just trying to get them. Get your lip out. You're trying to get that.
Get
that's
what?
The only
get
point.
The titty.
The only thing. Listen.
Nah,
listen,
that's not
I'm
the
saying,
only point. Have you never had like some bomb? You know.
Yeah.
With, no.
Yeah.
Yo, I be going
no
crazy
titty.
When you get some head with it. When you get some head with some.
Yeah.
With
nah,
some
nah, 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 nah. Listen,
head,
listen.
Getting head from
listen,
a girl
listen.
With big titties.
They
aesthetically.
Yo, people be.
It's lit.
They're aesthetically pleasing.
They lose it.
Special effects
but
in the movies.
That, but the ass is
nah.
Not aesthetically pleasing to me. It brings out an animal.
Yeah, yeah. The ass
oh
is for
God.
The ass
it's
is for,
different.
Like, grabbing.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I'm saying,
yeah,
but
that's
like,
different.
So
it's
like,
a, it's
listen,
different.
All my mans is titty mans. Are you a titty man?
I'm a titty and an ass man.
I love all right, ass.
Listen. I got
a
lot of friends that are titty mans, right? And I just be like, as soon as I know the shorty that they like, they could be like, yo, look at this shorty. I'm like, she gonna have some big ass titties. And that's cool. That's your thing, but it's just like that's
for
not
you,
that's not
the booty.
That's not the thing that's gonna bring me towards it. And also, right. The titties is more for you. Like the ass is for me.
I feel like you like more fit girls.
Yeah, anything.
That's
no,
true.
But
you like booty. No, I get it,
listen,
Chris.
Listen,
I get it.
I like
you like booty.
Titties. I like okay. Big titties. Okay. You feel me?
But you like ass more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, cool. And that's cool. Yeah. Some guys like titties more. Some guys like booty more.
Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes.
You know,
I like them thick and
I
tall.
Like,
though.
I like female bodies.
I want to all the shorties that are 6'2" like, and up.
Oh,
I'm 5'10".
I bet you said it again. I'm sorry. I like women bodies,
but I also love
I like
their
female bodies.
Their personalities are great because we don't
bestiality.
Objectify women. We don't objectify women here on Age Code.
No, we definitely don't do that. We definitely
we
don't
love
do that. All shapes and sizes, honestly. Yo, I really don't, yo, hold on. I just want to say something about that little comment he said about fit women. Listen, man, it's not about fit women, and it's not about a big old fat ass. If your ass is proportionate to your size, I also like that shit too. Man.
Okay.
I like
he had to clarify
like,
for all
like
the women out there on Twitter.
I like proportionate. I like proportionate. What do I say? Features.
Okay.
You
okay.
Understand?
That makes sense. Like not a Kim Kardashian. Like
yeah. Oh, that's
weird.
Disgusting.
It's just looks
that's disgusting.
Weird.
That's disgusting.
All right, guys. So we ran out of time, but
damn.
I want to personally. Yeah, I know.
Damn,
I know.
Son.
I know.
Shit.
But I want to personally. I want to thank you so much for being a part of. Episode 1 in season 2. It's the 7th episode in total.
Yeah.
And you guys are welcome anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. Make sure you follow them
thanks
on Twitter. I got
facts.
You.
Thank
I got
us, you.
Thank
you for having
yo,
us.
Let me know when that music video comes out. When is it?
Okay, so we dropping the music video in July.
Okay.
The project is dropping August 1st. Yeah, Pusha Man is dropping in July. Sick Art is dropping August 1st. I got a lot of stuff out right now on my SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/sicknarf_soul.
Just Twitter, like his Twitter and Instagram.
Handle the same.
Send down
sick
entertainment.
Underscore soul.
It's lit. Chris, tell him your Twitter handle, your Instagram.
My Twitter and my Instagram is Uptown Q. But if you really like, you know, if you have a real business, add me on LinkedIn. My name is Christopher Young.
My LinkedIn. Yo, real friends support each other on LinkedIn. Real friends. What is it called? You
endorse your skills.
You might my give guy. Me a endorse my skills. Too, man. Endorse them.
I don't care about your likes.
Is LinkedIn really hip like that?
Yo, it's lit. Yo, I be getting some offers on LinkedIn. Son, it's lit. What? Yeah, you gotta get on it. I'm gonna help you.
What? Guys, never deny nobody. Unless they bum. Don't add them to your network.
I'm just not.
I'll be having like
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming. It's lit. It's episode 1, season 2. Make sure you stay tuned out for the next one. Word. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @AngeCode_. I got some big news coming up in my next podcast. Huge news. Boop. I can't wait.
Bop.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks, it's lit.
Ja, Rastafari. Pushing man. These niggas is frail. I pray to a scale. I know it. It never fails. Pushing man. I got the woo. I got the yeah. I got what you need.